Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. In your name, O God.
Song. It won't be long now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because he didn't come right away. Can't find him. It is remarkable. Your faces are on
that. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm here.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Although I tell you, I wish I wasn't. More concerned now about remnant than ever before.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
And he goes way out of his way. To enlighten the remnant. Of course, we think that 6,000 years ago, where God began all this, first thing he was concerned about was the remnant. He had thousands of angels. Instead of just saying, go ahead, Prophet, I don't quite follow you, but you see, first thing he had to do was, where are you, Adam? Where are you?
Right.
You're the remnant.
Hallelujah.
Where are you?
Thank you, Lord.
See, you. Now, this is Michelle. She writes me every day now. And she's doing that for me or for her.
Right.
It's not no sitting next to her. But what they do, they look through scriptures. And when something jumps out of it, well, that's but it's fair. Do you got them? We'll read them, they'll read something else. I think you got two of them, don't you? And you got one, right, Andrew? I don't mind if you text message me. I don't always answer, but somebody from my ear, that you text every morning. Who's Timothy? Huh? Somebody from this area. Praise the Lord, bless there. That's what I said. Hallelujah! 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 Pastor Rice's trademark.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
No, I'm not praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Put that.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Now, Michelle, I love you, you know that, don't you? But you just don't read enough for me.
Thank you, Father.
Are you listening? Now, remember what we're looking for. Because if you don't remember what you're looking for, it won't mean nothing to you.
Amen.
What are the things she's looking for? Did I come all the way from the end of the earth for nothing?
Glory.
So she's looking for something.
Amen.
Did you leave where you came from for nothing?
No.
Or are you looking for something?
Amen.
Go ahead, number one.
39,
17. Hold it now. Come on. You know how to read. You put your emphasis on things.
And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice.
Now you say, but that means you. But you also know it's your job. It means all of us.
Glory. Amen.
And don't tell me I haven't said
it. Amen.
We become sons of men, and then we graduate to the sons of God. Go ahead.
Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Dear brother Stair, thou son of man, thou great sacrifice, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. The Master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples, and they may ready the Passover. And he said unto them, with desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
Okay.
Surely there was not holden such a Passover.
You understand the scriptures telling us. Don't say next year in Canada. They don't. They don't know what it said. Read the last line again.
For surely there was not holden such a Passover.
No.
I talked about this last night. He said, I desire to eat this Passover with you. He said, I will not eat it again with you until I meet you in the kingdom.
For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Amen.
Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savor. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life.
Hallelujah.
And I will raise him up at the last day. Stand fast in the Lord, dearly beloved. Faithful is he that calleth you, also will do it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
I hope you partake of that. Your name. Don't look for another Passover.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Brother Ted, suppose you're wrong. Why? That's a supposition. You've been with me from the very beginning.
Amen.
You understand?
Thank you, Lord.
Second one.
I couldn't get the email to pull up, but I have the scripture. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of the skull. And that's the head, that's the dry bone, and the valley of the dry bones.
That's the first one. Next one. She had two. One from today and one from yesterday.
See thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Dear Brother Stair, the Son in whom the Father is glorified. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glycerin. Who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. And they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory. And the two men that stood with him, Master, it is good for us to be here.
Amen.
And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not yours.
Now, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished, and by great waters the seed of Sihor, the harvest of the river is her revenue, and she is a mart of nations. Be thou ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, even the strength of the sea, saying, I travail not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring up virgins. As at the report concerning Egypt, so shall they be sorely pained at the report of Tyre. Pass ye over to Tarshish, how, ye inhabitants of the isle.
Now, you read, in 1 hour, the merchants of the sea.
Hallelujah.
This one ship has tied up the entire. My daughter, the only here. I told you she was the one that had the telephone call made. Boy, only about 10% of you grasped the story of the ship. You gonna call me wrong? Why?
And every shipmaster and all the company of ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off.
What are we going to do with it? There's over 1,000 consumer goods containers on the ship.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, we don't see that.
Freeing the ever-given would relieve some of the strain on the global shipping industry.
On the what?
Global shipping industry.
On the what?
Global shipping industry.
And transit of oil, gas, and consumer goods between Asia and Europe. Revelation 6:6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou, hurt not the oil and the wine.
The women that came by today, they're from a health agency that's not by the government, done by a bunch of Christians. They're called agape. We want them to come and see if they can help us get an oxygen generator. Jackie said he got one, but probably what you got is not a generator. I don't know. Huh? That's not a generator. I got three of those. You can't just buy that anywhere. You got to get that from a doctor. Because the oxygen is very deadly. Oxygen, you can buy almost anywhere. But they only give out about 3% oxygen. Okay, so they're the only she's all concerned, so she went on, went after it. And she found out that you couldn't get one and pay for it with cash. Oh, we'll get them one.
Yeah.
But you got to pay for it with a credit card. Well, we can do that too. What I'm trying to say, she finally got a hold of a copy, and two of them showed up today. And the old mama and her daughter. But before they would consent to come to my presence, they inquired about the old sex fiend. Is it safe? The mother convinced me it was. So they came. You didn't see that last one, did you? When you all left out, she walked back into the bedroom and gave you a hug. Now, Brother Jackie back there been, I would say his physical battle was pretty close to mine. And he writes basically on those experiences. I want to be there. Oh, let me see. Who's a good brother reader? You ever around?
Yes.
Brother Jackie, yesterday.
I wanted to be there with you this morning, and all the saints of God not letting up on me with the scourging of the change, I believe, of his increase, as the scriptures come to me. Why should a living man complain of the punishment of his sin? In Lamentations chapter 3, before I was afflicted, I went astray. God is using this affliction to resist unto blood, I believe.
Oh, God.
So we'll be listening to the service, and with you and me, having to suffer. I think it is the only way that God can restore, as he has to increase one last time, to save, heal, for his people to have joy.
Now, this was when he was questioning whether he could get here yesterday. I'm going to tell you more about how God spoke then. Because he'll be around my house at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You'd heard, oh God! My God!
Satan is raging.
Yes.
But there is one thing that he knows is that he cannot take our lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the way I believe Jesus will come. Not by observation. And with the decrease, his increase is on, but again, not by observation.
Jesus.
I know most of the saints have no idea of where we are. But we do, and many are sleeping, like they were in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes, Lord.
As God has declared, the end from the beginning.
Yes.
My mind is made up, and I was happy, and Sister Kim, to be with you all to keep the Passover by faith.
Hallelujah.
So time is short, and we are not looking back. As God, I know, is going to magnify the Son.
Hallelujah.
And God will never leave us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will never leave us or going to have a testimony, not of ourselves, but have the testimony of Jesus Christ and the spirit of prophecy. I pray for you, and I know deep within that we are going to witness the restoration of all things.
Thank you, Lord.
God has magnified your ministry the way that he has blessed you and put into your hand and all of the millions with many other infallible proofs that is yet to come. As I saw in a dream a few days back, this was written on a piece of paper, and it read, 10 million, as I could see it and hear it, which I take this dream not lightly. Since it happened before Passover, drawing those that he loves that are going to be saved, and with the decrease and his increase, I really believe God is speaking to someone right now, someone's heart right now, to give it to God in order to God, for God to save our other brothers and sisters from the north, south, east, and west by the foolishness of the preaching. We love you all, and if we are headed for the last 6 months on Passover to the last trump, then God will have to speak to someone's heart to help sustain us before all is taken away. Call it the young rich ruler. Hope to see you this evening and hope to get that oxygen machine to you. Maranatha, Brother Jackie and Sister.
Hallelujah.
I keep asking you a question. Suppose God does give me the 10 million, which I told you he was going to do. What should I do with it? And I'm a son. What should I do with that young sister over there? A little shoe over there. Huh? What should I do with you? What should I do with me? You know you all be the easy to get along with.
Amen.
Aren't you? Aren't you? But aren't you, lepers? Do not preach that story. I'll look you right square in the face. You know what lepers are supposed to do. Go show yourself.
To the priest.
You know what that old lady's boy working on me? She get in that bed and take out the tent. She went to check me out for a rash. And she didn't blush. She didn't see much light there. Nothing to excite her. Now, I'm going to try to close out and tell you. I couldn't sleep. God really showed me the final hours. With thine eyes shalt thou behold. He showed me thousands of children. Of course, none of us were there. And every time he showed me something, I was so dumbstruck that I couldn't fathom that. So I'd look at him. And here's the way he responded to me. In other words, I look at him. Can't we do something about it? And this is again, aren't you? Yeah. We went from one part of the world, devastation like we've never witnessed. And I'd look at him and say, can't we do something about it?
Jesus.
He never grinned. Never change his face. He said, no.
No.
It's over. Until I found myself crying.
Yes, Lord.
Pleading and begging.
Yes, Lord.
Then he brought the scripture to me. That's the ministers.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't move to that spot that they had for 7 hours. I wept, I cried, I groaned. Then showed me, he said, tribulation is not for the world. He said, are you in tribulation or trouble? I said, trouble you. But I had no intention of saving them. I'm sorry, God. I'm doing the best I can. That's if I can't reach them. I can't reach them. And the song came. Last night, as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time and about eternity. There were 1 billion sinners who fell on their face to pray. I got them close. Let's see what I hear them say. And then I heard a voice saying, sorry. And then listen to me. I told you twice. The first time you come, get away from me. I don't know you. In that special time, put you away, went out, didn't do the whole thing, didn't take him seriously. When you come back the second time, he said, sorry, I never knew you. No words to console you. He said, I knew you.
Oh, Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Next time we see her, it might be again. Boy, you people are some. Oh. Here they are. And they're not hearing God. They're not listening. Not doing it. They're not paying attention. One goes to his farm. The other goes to the life he chose. Unless the giant prevails.
Amen.
No more sons and daughters will be born.
Hallelujah. Amen.
By this shall all men know.
Hallelujah.
That you are my disciple.
Glory.
And you take up your cross.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Getting late.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times when I'm praying, I say, Lord, you promised me you would make my enemies they get peace with me.
Amen.
Don't be my enemy. Oh, I'll bear you. Cross.
Thank you, Lord.
But don't be my enemy.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh.
And when the enemy,
Lord,
and my enemy are those don't be my enemy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you ain't doing right. That's right. He's the only one that's right.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that's right. There's none right.
None right.
No. Not one. So Jackie, you and I ain't doing right. He's doing right. I'm really trying to accommodate them. You understand that? I said I'm really trying to accommodate them for me to live. It's why I should accommodate them. But I've accommodated them. Oh, I haven't had a run tonight. Well, I got a few. Now, if I was going to admonish you, I'd say, don't forget it. Yeah. Well, I don't know what you came to do. I came to enjoy the Lord. Good showing.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Little children, this is the last time.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Lord.
And Antichrist must even
now.
Are there men? God bless you, Brother Walter. You think tomorrow morning? Thank God for me tonight. When you plan this? When are you planning on leaving?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And the shall we
come? Yes, Lord. Bless you.
Bless you, Prophet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Tribulation.
Yes.
Right there.
Right here. It's here. Truth, Lord.
Tribulation. Right there. Young fellas in that, because they want her to sign a release so they can put her up on the internet. Well, did you sign, Dennis? Your picture will be all over the place. Now, it only depends on the guy's right. And that doesn't depend on how they write. They can say, Dennis Lowry, this is down in the community, and his wife, Say she had a pastor, but she's there. And he don't seem upset about it. Does he?
No. No, he's not.
They want to hurt some side of religion. I said, you can do if you want to, but I would do it.
Father.
Jesus wants to use the side of religion. Can you use your name and testimony?
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
And Lord.
I need one more name for this testimony.
Amen.
Be healed. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, girl. I go to church. Ah, yes.